98.7 FM and 1450 AM, WDLB Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always.
And good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for being here this morning. Our broadcast this morning is sponsored by our sister congregation, St. Paul's, in loving memory. And thanksgiving to God for their departed members. Thank you for sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with the DOB AM and FM and the World Wide Web. You'll notice we have some quilts in the front, 12 of them, I believe, if I counted right. Our quilting ladies partner with Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And those quilts will be taken to them. Sleep in Heavenly Peace is like 25 or 30 organization member groups in the state of Wisconsin. Kids that do not have beds. And it's amazing how many they have given out in the last few years. And it's a want of needs. We partner with them to do some quilting and their donations and sheets or whatever. And it's very satisfying when you find the video of somebody getting a new bed. They are so excited. They never had a bed of their own. So we will ask God to bless those through our prayers. And our order of service is spoken liturgy this morning. The communion is part of the service is from Divine Service Setting 3. We will honor also in remembrance of those who have passed away from the last All Saints Day. We begin this day as we get our entrance into God's kingdom of the redeemed in the water and word of holy baptism. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, of God the Holy Spirit. Amen. We approach the throne of all grace, hope, and love in prayer. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, unto whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. This we ask through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, Redeemer, and King, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. We sing verses 1 and 2 for all the saints. Be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. Therefore, set all your hope on the grace that Jesus Christ will bring you when he is revealed.
As he who calls us holy, so we are holy ourselves.
is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy." Verses 3 through 5. Judges impartially according to each one's deeds. Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, now with perishable things such as silver or gold. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you. Merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. but I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, have mercy upon us. We approach the throne of all grace in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you knit together your faithful people of all times and places into one holy communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant us so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that together with them we may come to the unspeakable joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we sing the doxology. First reading for the observance of all saints is from the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ to St. John,
the seventh chapter.
After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. The Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading is from St. John's first letter to the church at large, the third chapter. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you stand as you're able for the reading of the Holy Gospel? The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, a portion known as the Beatitudes. And seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, When he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. So they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess the unity of faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of what substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Maybe see this time, invite the children to come forward. Good morning, everyone. What was that? Now you're awake now. You had an extra hour of sleep last night. You should be alive and rearing to go. Do you know what the kingdom of God is? Who its members are? It's All Saints Day. We talk about people being saints. Guess what? We honor those who have fallen asleep in this last year, who had faith in Jesus Christ as saints, because when you have faith in Jesus Christ, you are a saint. We know we're also sinners at the same time. And guess what? Everyone who's been baptized, including you, is a member of God's saintly family. Yeah. And that water and word of baptism, you were given that gift of faith. It's growing when you hear at church, Sunday school, when you pray to Jesus. God sent Jesus to save us and make us his saintly, his redeemed people. That's why Jesus came. There's a lot more. There's some verses before the first reading about 144,000 people from 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. I was going to have you do math, but I decided not to. 144,000 there, plus so many more, those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In fact, those who believe in Jesus and are baptized will be saved. We are his saintly people now. We look forward to that day when he will take us to heaven to live with him forever. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord, Redeemer, and King. By his death and resurrection, by our baptism into his death and resurrection, we are now your redeemed children. We have been given the gift of faith by the Holy Spirit, and that water and word was sacred. We ask you to help us to follow Jesus, your word. Have your Spirit guide us along the way. We know we will make mistakes. But we also know we can come to you and ask for forgiveness, so that one day we will be with you in heaven and all your saints, your saintly family forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You can go to Sunday school and back to your seats. We will continue with hymn 670, Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones. We would invite you to stand as you're able for the last verse. Gladness, let us sing. Supernal anthems echoing. Alleluia, alleluia. To God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, three in one. Alleluia, alleluia. Now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. And grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the abiding presence of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, redeemed in the blood of the Lamb. In listening to our Lord Jesus Christ's words in our gospel lesson today, his words known as the Beatitudes from the beginning of his Sermon on the Mount, I'm immediately struck by the grammatical tenses that Jesus uses while teaching his disciples, and that's disciples with a small d, meaning followers. not just the apostles. Jesus speaks in the present tense as well as in the future tense. Blessed are the present tense, and you will be or you shall be the future tense. I think I believe it's safe to say that everyone here, maybe most believers, understand what Jesus is truly teaching here. Life in the present tense for the faithful disciple of Jesus Christ can be pretty miserable. Jesus never sugarcoated our earthly pilgrimage or existence, not even once. But we also know what awaits us in the future. We will be comforted. We will be satisfied. We will receive mercy. We'll enter heaven, and all this present tense misery will be a thing of the past. What great and gracious comfort we receive in these words of Jesus, especially as we grieve the loss of loved ones, be they recent or in previous years or even many years ago. It's because those words give us a glimpse into what they are experiencing right now in heaven. It's as our Lord's revelation to St. John tells us, every tear has been wiped away. There's no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain or suffering, no more sorrow. Their blessed heavenly reality means no more hungry or thirsty, no more scorching heat from the sun. All those things have passed away. We're going to need a little explanation here. Contrary to many popular beliefs and our feeble human desires and understanding, this also means that our loved ones in heaven are not looking down upon us, as so many people think. If they were, they would be seeing the misery, the pain, the sorrow, the suffering, which we are enduring here now in this life, that veil of tears. And as a result, it could never rightly be said that they are now in paradise. I hope and I pray that you can understand that. They now presently and eternally stand in the presence of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They're busy worshiping him, basking in his light and his living water. They're saying with all the heavenly hosts, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. That is their present and eternal reality. That is our future reality, the reality we so eagerly look forward to. This eternal blessedness is what awaits us, awaits all the redeemed in Christ Jesus. But there is a problem. What about here and now? What are we, his saints, the redeemed holy ones of God on earth, supposed to do in the meantime while we are in this present state? In this time between now and our own future heavenly state of perfect blessedness. If you've been paying attention to all the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will hear him say quite clearly that you are, present tense, blessed. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who suffer, who hunger, who thirst. We don't have to wait to be blessed. We are blessed right here, right now. Surely we have all had times when we didn't feel very blessed. The rest of the world will probably never see us as blessed. I've never personally heard anyone say they have been blessed with cancer or homelessness, drug addiction, or marital infidelity. And yet our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that in and through faith, we are indeed blessed. We are blessed by him. How could that be? The answer is because our Lord Jesus Christ sees the faith, your faith, my faith, that holds us fast to him. Even as we suffer, struggle, and bear those miserable crosses, he beholds his saving faith, faith that holds us fast to him presently, even as the storms of this life rage all around us. And he lovingly reminds us that we are presently in his hands, and nothing and no one can steal us away from him. We belong to him presently. We bear his name upon our head and upon our heart presently, having been marked in the water word of holy baptism as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. And this is what I want to draw your attention to in these Beatitudes. the ones that only speak of the present tense. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is, not will be, the kingdom of heaven. Contrary to popular belief and teaching, to be poor in spirit isn't the goal that we should strive for, as if we need to become poor in spirit in order to attain blessedness. Nor is it an attitude that we need to gear up for and manufacture on our own. It's a condition. You don't become poor in spirit. You are poor in spirit. You are found by God to be poor in spirit. Believe it or not, to be poor in spirit is a good thing. To be poor in spirit does not mean to be of little or no faith. Christ Jesus never, ever blessed that. To be poor in spirit means to have nothing to bring before God Himself. Nothing, that is, except trust and faith in Him alone. Not trusting in anything or anyone else, as the first commandment tells us, to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Can that faith be battered, bruised, beaten, and stressed? Absolutely. In fact, because of our stubborn, sinful pride, that's how it so often works. We've tried everything else. We've had our rear ends handed to us. To be poor in spirit means that all the things in life that we tend to trust in have been stripped away, gutted away from us. To be poor in spirit means to have a poverty of spirit, to have an emptiness, have nothing left, nothing except saving faith in Jesus Christ, the crucified. All we can do is lie at the foot of Christ's cross, looking up from our battered, defeated position, and call upon Him to save us, to deliver us, and to be merciful to us for His sake. Faith alone in God's grace alone, because of Christ Jesus alone. God calls that condition of faithfulness blessed, and blessed are you. But what about the whole kingdom of God thing? Isn't that a future tense thing? Heaven awaits us, right? Yes, but that's not what our Lord Jesus is saying here. He's not speaking of that place called heaven, but rather the kingdom of heaven. There is a difference, though it sounds very strange and foreign to our 21st century ears. A kingdom isn't a particular place, a particular zip code or area. It's not just 54466 or 54494, 54449. Kingdom, in the original Greek word basileia, is best translated as reign and rule. Wherever God reigns and rules, there is the kingdom of heaven, the reign and rule of heaven. Does the God of heaven and earth reign and rule right here, right now, or does He only have sway in heaven? No, we the redeemed in Christ Jesus know that answer. You don't have to wait to get home to heaven or to be part of the kingdom of heaven. God reigns and rules right here, right now. His reign and rule even extends to this humble little holy place, even to each of our anonymous little lives. You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. You are witnessing and taking part in God's reign and rule. It's not just a future tense hope. It's a present tense blessedness. And that same present tense reality is recognized in the final two Beatitudes. Blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, being for the sake of Jesus Christ, for the sake of justification in and because of Him. For yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. You are blessed right now in Christ Jesus. Yours is the kingdom of heaven right now. You have an even better, incomprehensible, immeasurable gift awaiting for you in heaven. He's already prepared it for you. It's waiting for you right now. And that's how I want to close, by pointing you to this present tense reality and comfort of the King of Heaven in your midst. The King reigning and ruling, serving and nourishing you this day with His blood and body and blood, even as you suffer and struggle and bear your own crosses in this earthly life. The crucified and resurrected Lord reigns supreme. He reigns eternal. He reigns here and now. No matter what anyone else says, no matter what may happen to you, no matter how bad or how dark certain things may get you in this life, on this side of eternity, here is your God and Lord, your Savior. Right here, he tells you to seek him. Right where he promises to be, now until the end of the age. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Luther would have said, this is most certainly true. It is true and certain, because Jesus Christ said it, and his words are true. Yes, we all have crosses to bear. There's no sugarcoating it or denying it. There will be times when we look around and all we see is the darkness and shadowy death all around us. It corners us, boxes us in like a valley that has no end, no escape, no way out. But Jesus reminds us, you are blessed. I am with you always. You are baptized into my death and resurrection. My victory is your victory. You are blessed. Rejoice and be glad. Faith understands this beatitude, the pronouncement of the gospel blessing and comfort. Faith holds fast to this. Faith rejoices in this, even in the midst of sorrow and suffering. We grieve, but not like those who have no hope. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to him. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his steadfast mercy endures forever. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, dear fellow saints, dear fellow holy ones, he is here, right now. Here is your blessedness. Here is your righteousness. Here is the very same almighty Lord of heaven and earth, the Lamb of God himself, that all those who have fallen asleep in the faith are gathered around right now in the fullness of his glory, his peace, and his eternal blessedness. May this present and eternal reality give you the joy and the peace that surpasses our feeble human understanding, both now and through all of eternity. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. And now the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds alive in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. It is a tradition within the church to honor those who have fallen asleep in the past year from the previous All Saints Day observance. And so we do so this day. We pray. Almighty God, those who die in the Lord still live with you in joy and blessedness. We give you thanks for the grace you bestowed upon your servants who have finished the course of faith and who now rest from their labors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I will read the name and the dates, and Joshua rang the bell once. Susan A. Doopie, July 11, 1956 to February 17, 2024. Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Aileen Ellie F. Jacobson, August 2, 1948, February 17, 2024. For none of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Lucy K. Vanetta, January 29, 2007 to April 13, 2024. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, your light, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Richard W. Grabowski, August 6, 1943, April 19, 2024. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come. Your righteousness, O God, reaches the high heaven. You have done great things, O God. Who is like you? Carol Ann Brockman Coles, June 7, 1945 to July 11, 2024. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor power nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Joyce Elise Horn Herzberg, November 25, 1945, October 21, 2024. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And I invite you to stand as you're able as you continue with the prayers of the church. May this petition of the Lord in your mercy is bow with you, our prayer. Almighty God in heaven, remember the poor in spirit who gather this day to receive your grace and steadfast love, by which we are made rich in Christ Jesus. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Heavenly Father, you have set apart a people for yourself and washed them in the blood of the Lamb to be your own. Restore us daily through repentance and forgiveness, and renew our hearts and spirits in holiness, righteousness, and faithfulness. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we know your deep love for us, for you have called us your children. Deepen the love of children for their parents and parents for their children. Strengthen fathers and mothers in their vocations, that they may raise their children the way that they should go. Hear the prayers of those who long for families. Sustain all expectant mothers and their little ones. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Most gracious Father, remember all civil authorities in your kindness. Give them wisdom, courage, honor, and integrity to serve the people. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O God of all compassion, be near to the sick, the aged, and the infirm, the dying, the grieving, and those of the afflicted, especially those who are hospitalized, those in rehab and care facilities, those undergoing surgery, those recovering from illness, injury, and surgeries, those confronting cancer, those suffering from chronic pain and affliction, those confined to their homes. Grant healing according to your good and gracious will. Comfort them with peace and the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
O Lord and giver of life, we join in giving you thanks and praise with our brothers and sisters in Christ as we celebrate birthdays this week, including Jerry Moore, Huntley Greg Fox, Brianna Sachs, Stephen Schwanebeck, Jeff Ockenick, Aiden Federowitz, Laura Oakey, Pam Kung, Tanya Fox, and Christine Wolfe. And also Harvey and Eva Peterson, Marvin Jean Schiller, Grand Barb Calloway, and Bob and Emily Moreno as they celebrate another year in God's marriage covenant this week. May they and all you redeemed by your grace and spirit, O Lord, grow in faith, love, trust, and service to you and to one another. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Holy Lord, gather us in the blessed sacrament around the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, whom saints and angels adore around your eternal throne. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
All this and whatever else you know we need, grant us, dear Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And before we start the service of the sacrament, the distribution will be continuous. We start with the pulpit side, followed by the lectern side. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. In the communion of all your saints gathered into one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us. And together with them, receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, now and evermore. Amen. And taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Same also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
invite you to please stand. Now our Lord's body and his holy precious blood strengthen and keep in the true faith the life everlasting. Depart in peace, knowing that your sins are forgiven. For your love is the Lord again to serve and save you and make you saints alive. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis, the Song of Simeon. This salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy would strengthen us to the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
See the promised blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you, and make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Our time of worship is over. Go and serve the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. Go forth with God's grace, love, mercy, and peace as you love, trust, and serve your Lord, your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
We will with the help of God. Hallelujah.
The closing of 673, Jerusalem, my happy home.
Jerusalem, my happy home.
thank you, brunch for follow the service. $10 adults, $5 for children. Matt will be out there very shortly. As soon as he hits the play button when I'm done, he'll be selling tickets. So that's happening. Tomorrow night there's no men's Bible studies. I am preaching at Emmanuel and Rapids. They have two pastors, but they're also a joint North Wisconsin and South Wisconsin District Teachers Conference down in the Dells. They're spending time at Kalahari. Oh, well. So they took their families with them. And so I'm a good friend of Pastor Tim and Emmanuel, and he knows they don't work on Mondays. So he asked me to fill that. They even announced it last week, so I don't know if there would be anybody there or not. So about Blessed Week, confirmation on Wednesday. Those that didn't, remember to bring your prayer things back. Completed, right, Mr. Blake?
98.7 FM and 1450 AM, WDLB Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump crisscrossing the battleground states in the final 2 days of hectic campaigning. ABC's Selena Wang following the Harris campaign this weekend.
Vice President Kamala Harris in North Carolina making her final push in the crucial southern battlegrounds.
We have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other.
Harris making her economic plan front and center.
And at the top of my list is bringing down the cost of living for you.
Rallying in Greensboro, North Carolina last night, Donald Trump pressing his supporters.
Even though President Biden walked into...
telling them to go and vote. The death toll from last week's catastrophic flooding in Spain, now 217. The king touring the area, pelted with mud by enraged survivors. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to 89cash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. 89cash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to 89cash.com. That's 89cash.com.
The Marshfield Area Chamber of Commerce and Industry strives to promote the continuous improvement of the common good and the quality of life in the community through the pursuit of new business, the cultural, social, and economic education of citizens, and by providing accurate and timely assistance to the business community. Become a member today and discover the advantages. Stop in at 700 South Central or virtually at marshfieldchamber.com.
McDonald's breakfast menu includes all your favorites, from their Egg McMuffin breakfast sandwich to their famous hash browns. Explore McDonald's full McCafe coffee menu for a selection of espresso drinks and coffee. Get McDonald's app for contactless mobile order and pay and convenient drive-thru or curbside delivery. McDonald's, North Central Avenue, Marshfield. Locally owned and operated, WDLB Marshfield.
Of Houston, Texas, we don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we've just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in.